Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 186. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
I'm the Beaners here, what ready up, to rock this motherfucker.
What up, G? What's good, man?
Fucking nothing, dude. Just chilling, working, and just getting out of the doghouse. It's all good, man.
What did you do now?
I fucked up big. So
please tell me.
All right, so we got my Margo got a Fitbit, and you know in Fitbits you can invite people and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at people to challenge for how many steps I don't walk, and I saw an old friend.
Oh great, go ahead. What was her name?
Her name was Dale. And she was an old friend from work and stuff, and so I said, oh fucking, she was a good friend, so fucking hit her up and shit, and so like invited her to the fucking thing, like yeah. You know she's married, I'm married, so it's all cool.
Yeah, you would think.
And then she saw, I guess when you do a message, it messaged everybody inside the group.
Yeah,
well, that, you know, oh, hey, she's all, hey, it's a nice surprise to see you, da 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 da. Hey, ooh, what's up? LOL, you know, long time, you know. Cuckoo, how you been? And then already the fucking evil eyes. Like she's, she didn't seem, she was pissed, right?
But then, oh, no, they're always pissed.
Later that night, like around 8, and I get another message. Oh, you know, it's been such a long time. Do you still live nearby?
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. I was all like, I didn't answer her back, and she was fucking... She got a little mad, and I'm like, fuck, I got fucked
up. Okay, technically not your bad.
Not my bad, but, you know, no, it was my bad. I should not even fucking invited her.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, she said, did you ever hook up with her? And I said, yes.
Oh, geez, that's where you fucked
up. That's where I fucked up. Well, you know, I can't lie, because it's a lie detector test when you get married, bro.
Oh, jeez.
And so I had to delete the whole...
I'm never getting married, dude.
I had to delete the whole challenge.
No shit.
And then it was only a weekend, and then just ignore her, I guess. So I had to say a lot of I'm sorry's and shit like that. Whatever, this is all good, dude.
Is that what marriage is like, dude?
It is. Do you have no girl chick friends ever?
Wow, dude, I'm never getting married. That's why I don't want to get married, dude.
Yeah, but it's cool. I wouldn't like some dude hitting her up too, you know.
No, that's
like,
definitely true though, but I mean you gotta trust your partner number one.
Oh, she trusts me, but I never go anywhere. I'm over here all the time. We see each other 24/7. We work together, we drive together, we eat together. Marriage is cool.
I love it.
Marriage is cool.
It's great. All right, man. Did you do anything exciting this weekend?
I saw Guardians, which was
good. What did you think?
I liked it really a lot.
I liked it a lot. We can dissect it a little bit at the end of the show.
Sweet, sweet.
And give us something to talk about, dude. Okay, that's all I did. That was exciting, dude. So I got to give a shout out to RG real quick, my buddy from work. He listened to the podcast last week.
Nice.
I spoke about the summer movie draft that him and his brother Alan are in, and Alan's putting it together. And they both listened to it. They were coming back from Arizona, I believe. So they were catching it. And so thanks to him, he's helping me out a lot. He's the one going in at 7. So we lost our girl on Wednesday.
Oh,
her last day at the office. So it was a rough beginning of the week. And it was a grind to get through. And then just slammed at the second job. Dude, just fuck me, dude.
Dude, I bet, bro.
I think I hit Friday going into Saturday up fucking 25 hours plus straight.
Fuck.
That one hurt a little bit. I am not 100% from that. I'm burnt out today. My eyes are burning.
Mine are burning too, dude.
So, yeah, man. Got home last night at 6 and fucking out of work. Because I got out 6:30 and... Got home, just did laundry, dude, to get ready for the work week, man, which bright and bushy-tailed, I guess. Which, fuck my life, dude. All right, dude, that's all I got for that. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Sweet, sweet.
Okay, dude, episode 86, we entitled, hashtag, My Dick is a Diva.
Oh, man, I do remember vaguely about this.
I love our titles. Our titles are always creative, if anything.
Oh, man.
So this one, we spoke about Twitter love shoutouts. We hit Twitter, Facebook, Instagram messages. We hit 0 what the fuck news.
Wow.
We hit sex facts, listener email from episode 76, which was entitled hashtag Ménage à Moi. And that was the article I had spoke about or brought Cosmos Female Orgasm Survey. And that's the one where Lisa listened to our podcast, and she's from Massachusetts.
I believe so.
And she sent us an email, and the whole show was talking about her opinion of that article. So she wrote the show for us that day, which was pretty dope.
We love it when they do the work for us.
Yeah, dude, it's so dope, dude. That we would just come in and just roll through it, dude. We hit comic reviews, Gotham Academy number 6. I hit 5 and 5 a second time. This time I got 5 and 5 minutes, dude. I hit Suiciders number 2, The Empty number 2, Nightcrawler number 12, Elektra number 11, Aquaman number 40.
It's way too many comics.
And Nova number 28, Books of the Week, which was Transformers Windblade Combiner Wars number 1, and Uncanny X-Men number 32.
Yeah.
That is a lot of fucking
comics.
That is
a lot of comics.
I read half of that. If
I read nothing but shit this week, so I was a little angry.
Good, dude. Nothing was real good. Okay, and for Twitter, shout-outs to your Instagram, love, Facebook messages. My buddy from the second job, dude, cool cat, dude, hits us up last week after we recorded. His name is Christian Govea. Way cool cat, dude. About 5 minutes in, and this is very interesting. So he jumped on and he listened to the podcast, which was really cool. So thanks a lot, first of all, Christian. I totally appreciate it. It's not that I don't like sharing that we record or that we have a podcast. It's just I don't like shoving it down people's throats, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, so that people pick up and listen was really cool.
Give us fucking 5 stars, you fuckers. Yeah, and shit like that,
even my friends, my family, I'm not gonna do that, dude. So it was cool. Last night worked with him, dude, and he was like, dude, can't wait for the next podcast. And he was even asking questions. So it's cool, dude. I love it, dude. So thanks, Christian.
Thanks, bro.
Big shout out to you. Next one was gonna be Hector Cornejo. He shared our Facebook drop, and I thanked him for that. So anytime any of you guys do anything on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever it is, I always thank you and try to plug Adam too. Like, you know. Thank you, appreciate it, but I can't do it without Adam.
I can't do it without this guy right here.
Yeah, I have to appreciate that, dude. Hector says,
Our Hector?
Your Hector, yeah, dude.
Nice.
Our Hector, I guess, dude.
He doesn't look Mexican.
He really doesn't.
So when you say the Hector, what's his last name?
Cornejo.
It doesn't sound like... I'm like, is that our Hector? That is our Hector.
He gets back and says, no problem, but it's a good listen every time.
That's cool, so man. Thank you, bro.
Appreciate that. And then Lynn hit us up. She said, great show. And again, Alan RG listened to the podcast.
Yeah. I want to thank Lynn for sending me that letter about it was really nice.
Last week, we received a care package from Lynn, and she's also
from
Massachusetts. Her and Lisa are best friends out there. And Lynn got Lisa into the podcast. Yeah, and we appreciate that the small things you guys
do. Were they friends?
You guys, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know they were friends. They're
like best friends, dude, which is
cool. Wow.
Right? So, I mean, that you guys share the podcast like that, we love it. And, you know, that friends even shoot the shit with us back. And, again, like I was saying, that you guys, listeners, we consider you guys friends and that you guys send us stuff. You guys don't have to.
And we appreciate that shit.
Yeah, and Lynn sent us a card. Each of us got a card and a letter, and mine was just like a simple thank you for something I had sent her. It was a comic, like, dude, read this and check it out. And then she sent you...
She sent me some good stuff about, you know...
Personal issues
and stuff like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we appreciate it. Big shout out. So the last one's going to be Anton and Alan, the two guys I am doing the summer movie draft with that sent me something last night. They sent me... A teaser, I guess. They want to start their own podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like, hey, dude, Josias, would you mind listening to this? First of all, sound quality is on point, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Like
first shot, and it's fucking sounds great. It took us 2 years.
3 years. We're
fucking
up and running.
Five.
And
we're still not good.
Great, dude. So yeah, I listened to it. They sound great, dude. Their chemistry is great.
Cool.
The music probably sounds more like their intros and outros kind of sound like a elevator music ish. Like
I told
them, like, you know, work on something that's more your guys's personality.
Yeah, like our intros, that's all us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right.
You know, right? Okay, that's all I
God. What's the name of, do you know the name of the, they put it out yet?
Okay, they have the name of it yet, so far. Okay. I listened to it. I'm not going to reveal anything yet, but I'm going to jump on board and give them love. I told them, dude, make sure you guys get a Instagram page for your podcast. Make sure you guys get your Twitter handles for the podcast. That mm-hmm. way you guys, and I told them, you know, start right now and start interacting with people. That way you have an audience.
Like, yeah.
Our audience, we know, is going to jump on board just to check it out. But they talked about everything, dude.
Nice.
More pop culture and okay. a few stories here and there. They want to do more tech stuff. They're really big tech guys.
Sweet.
So that would be fucking cool to listen to because, yeah, I mean, it's just fucking cool. So as their launch gets closer, I just want to give them some love and shout-outs.
Dude. Nice.
All right, man. That's all I got for Twitter Love shout-outs. You ready to rock and roll?
Sweet, sweet.
All right, man. First one, article we're going to hit. Dude, Hero Sports Bar customer fatally shoots gunman who'd just killed employee.
Jesus, at a sports bar?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he shot the right guy.
Okay, now trip out, dude.
Fucking drunk and shooting.
No, okay, kinda... true. Now trip out. Tell me how you feel about this, because okay. in the world society we're living in now, a scene of both tragedy and heroism unfolded in Texas on Wednesday when cops say a man walked into a sports bar and fatally shot an employee.
Fuck.
That's drunk man number one. But before the suspect could get away, an armed patron of Arlington's Zona Caliente sports bar reportedly drew his own weapon and opened fire on the gunman, killing him.
Wow.
Questions, go for it. Yeah, nah.
I think there's a lot of people, so I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of people watching this at the sports bar and straight up fucking 187 him, dude. Maybe shoot him in the
first guy shoots an employee.
Boom, boom, okay.
And he's about to bail. Second guy sitting at the bar, not on my watch, motherfucker. Shoots him.
Fucking puts his now fucking peanuts down and puts his beard down and pulls out his fucking Desert Deagle.
That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
Now, how do you feel about that so far? Yay, nay. Do you think it's justified?
I think it's justified if he fucking came in there shooting.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, in this time, what if he didn't run? What if he went to the parking lot and killed somebody else? You know, I think it's justified, but like, fuck, bro. Like, I mean, straight up murder, not murder, but.
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, it's in a sense, it is self-defense.
If you were sitting there drinking and eating and then you're like, okay, I'm going to shoot. He's running away.
Yeah.
So, right.
True.
But so where are you? Like, I'm going to shoot him in the back of the fucking head or.
Okay. By this point though, you kind of want to stop the dude.
Right, stop the dude. Like, shoot him in the fucking... Well, he does have...
He does have a gun, though, still. God. So, technically, he has committed a crime. You have a gun. You can do something.
Right.
Now, let me trip out on this story, and then I think it's justified.
I think granted, it is, too.
You're right. He could have gone for a leg shot.
I mean, it's justified, but, like...
I agree.
You fucking just killed this guy.
Yeah, cops did not clarify whether a third person who was also injured was a customer or employee of the bar. The person was reportedly injured by shattered glass. What cops have said, however, is that the quick draw customer may have saved lives. So again,
I believe he did save lives.
Exactly, dude. He prevented further loss of life, a spokesman for the Arlington Police Department told. Police on Thursday reportedly identified the suspect as 48-year-old James Jones of Grand Prairie. The customer, who cops say had a license to carry a concealed weapon, had been dining with his wife when he saw the initial shooting.
Man.
So there you go. He has a license to carry. It's Texas.
License to kill.
There you go.
I mean, does this guy get like free beers now and shit when he goes there? Like,
you kind of think like, you kind of think he did.
Those are right? The ducks do not like what
those
I just said.
Those are fucking ducks?
Those are like fucking geese.
Holy shit.
Flying.
Man. All right. So anyways, dude. In a statement, Arlington Police said this customer was armed with a handgun and engaged the shooter by firing his weapon towards the suspect, striking him. The suspect was pronounced deceased at the scene. It is too early to determine a motive or whether the suspect knew the employee.
I think I would probably bitch out.
Of
shooting this guy, like I'd be there with my fucking 18th fucking chicken wing, and I don't know. It happened so quickly to pull out your gun
okay,
and just have a fucking gunfight while the fucking basketball game's going on. I don't know, man.
There's also the big question is that it comes down to now. Homeboy had a license to carry, so he's comfortable with a gun.
Right.
Not a lot of people aren't.
That's true.
And especially in California, not a lot of people are licensed to carry. It has to be boxed up in your car, you know, as long as it's locked up. You can have a weapon.
Right.
Okay, anyways. Now,
in California, you can't just fucking carry a fucking gun with you.
Wrong. People do.
People do, yeah.
Now, besides that small factor, is the whole fight or flight scenario. Like, if it came down to it, if someone were to shoot up, and we had this conversation at the office, in 1984 was the first mass gun shooting, and my supervisor Carl mentioned it, brought it up, was the first mass gun shooting in, I want to say, not Chula Vista, somewhere near San Diego.
Okay.
And I forget how many, I think it was 28 people died.
Wow.
And some guy walked into a McDonald's and just started mowing down fucking people.
Jesus.
Now, it was a great conversation. But again, the whole fight or flight. Back then, again, it's California, you can't carry a weapon.
Right.
So, if you're with your loved ones, I would want to, whoever it would be, even you, you're my loved one. That sounds... you know, so if family, friends, I would cover you guys up.
Right.
But I would love to say, I would be like, all right, I'm going to do something really stupid. I want you guys to fucking run for the door. And I would... I would like to think I would... I want you guys to be safe. So get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Because if we're just sitting there with fucking French fries in our fucking mouths, we're both going to fucking die. I'd rather have you live than
It's true. Well, you know, we would just jump them. Then people are going to get smoked, but...
Yeah. And at least we can hopefully save people. Now, well,
hopefully he runs out of bullets.
Now, in my mind, that's what I would like to think would happen.
In reality, though...
I would piss my fucking pants, probably.
I would just probably just continue eating my fries. I'm going to die. I'm going to die with a fucking meal. Red Robin fries in my mouth.
There you go. All right, now do we want to do? You know what? I'll let you choose the next article. Dude. It's going to be choose your own adventure.
Ooh.
And we have enough time for only one of these.
Okay,
so I'll save one for next week, perhaps. We have top 10 secret organizations or top 10 amazing things that happen every second.
Let's do organizations.
Okay, cool, man.
I said that wrong. I can't fucking speak. So
ever no. Okay, top 10 organizations, dude. Number 10 is the Oral. Orientis. Ordo Templi Orientis. It is an international fraternal and mystic group that came into the picture in the 20th century. Famed English author and occultist Aleister Crowley is one of the renowned members of the group.
That's not good.
Nope. The group is well known for its weirdly ideology and secret beliefs of things that were considered to be dark and influential, but was of evil agenda.
Mr. Crowley is a devil worshipper, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He made the. Did he make the devil book?
No. Then.
I remember. The only reason I know is because of that fucking.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that song from Ozzy.
Black Sabbath, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Crowley.
The group is controversial because of its weird, broad-minded views regarding sexual pleasures and stimulation of sex hormones.
Okay.
The new members are taken into the secret group after the completion of several ritual practices. That's number 10. Number 9, the Bilderberg Group. So it's called the Bilderberg Group.
Sounds like a cartoon, Bilderberg.
It kind of does, right?
Okay.
This group is acting as a secret society and has long taken into account as a driving force behind the New World Order.
Ooh.
The society has rich and influential people with political motives. Every year, the group organizes a meeting of selected people from influential parts of the world. The selected people are politicians, businessmen, and government servants. Collectively, these are the people who have powers in their hand and have influence on business, politics, power distribution, and money usage. The Bilderberg Group meetings receive no publicity and are never in the news because of lack of involvement of the common people.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. I mean, would you join one of these fucking Bilderberg?
No. Okay.
If they hit you up, like, hey, you know what?
There's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of
them.
The first
one, the Ordo Templi Orientis? No. Bilderberg Group?
Sounds boring. It sounds like a boring, like...
Like a bunch of accountants. I mean, I
wonder. They bring their calculators.
This one kind of sounds cool.
Okay, this one, next one?
Number 8.
Okay.
Ooh. Hashashin. Idiot. It's Hashashin.
I would just die for saying it wrong. I wouldn't even be entered in the fucking room.
It's Hashashin.
Hashay!
And the name of this one is the Order of Assassins.
Ooh, I would totally not go in this. You're too fat.
Also known as Nasari, it was a secret group of Islamic assassins that took control over a considerable part of the world. It was established by the Shia Islamic people who came together to rule a major part of the world and serve their motives. they developed weird jungle skills to fight in wars and assassinations because of the fact that they were too many. They became legendary because of the killings they did. The Mongols finished this mystic society after a long controversy in the killings.
I like the Mongols.
Interesting. Number seven, I would not fucking take part.
So you would go in number eight, the fucking...
To be an assassin?
The jungle fighting assassins?
Well, just to be an assassin is kind of
funny. How would that work in society now?
Oh, like, have you seen the movie Assassins?
Oh.
You know what? I'll bring an article, dude. I came across an article. I'd gone fucking to doctors a while back. I should have stolen the magazine, but it was pretty much ex-military guys that have been in the military for so long. Once they retire, it's like, fuck, well, my wife left me. Like, she took the kids. I don't have anything. And
let's go
they
kill become people?
Covert. Yeah, like...
Really?
Not wet works, but the sounds hired like a, services.
Sounds like a good book.
Right? And yeah, that's why I'll see if I can find that article. Number seven, I would not. Ku Klux Klan.
Okay.
So there you
I'm
go.
I'm glad you won't even be invited, bro.
Good, good.
Like,
good.
I mean, neither. I mean, just. I'm, these are top organizations.
Yeah. The Ku Klux Klan? Violence, racism, and supremacy on the grounds of color is what this mystic group believes in. Ku Klux Klan is a darker and violent group accused of causing extreme disturbance because of its actions in the past. Black Americans are the primary targets of this group. However, the group is accused of attacking Jewish people or those who were Catholics. The group is motivated by various absurd mindsets. Yes, way yes. fucked up mindsets. And corresponding ideology of racism. After 1859, the group openly started causing harm to black people and white people who were anyhow included in helping the blacks with their basic rights. Fuck these guys.
Fucking douche.
Number six, D-bags. The BT Paoli. I don't think I've heard of this one ever, dude. The secret group which believed in working for the welfare of the society worked to protect them from government and spies. The group was formed in the 17th century to safeguard the ordinary people from the people having undue powers in hand. Interesting. This secret group is considered to be the most selflessly, positively driven group. There you go.
Nice.
The group never tried to get in power through politics and serve the common people without any personal motive. Okay,
You down for this one?
Fuck it. Sign me up, dude. Fucking for the common man? Fuck, I'll fight for five. Sweet, I'm going to save you eating French fries. Might as well save
you. You fucking failed, bro.
Number five. This one I've never heard of. Majestic 12.
Ooh, that sounds really cool.
Majestic 12 was believed to be the code name of a secret committee of scientists, the military officials, and the government servants in power. It assumed to be established in 1947 because of an order of the U.S. President Harry S. Truman with the objective to research on the rumors of UFO spreading around. The very first step was taken with the observation of a UFO with a document presented in 1980, but no confirmation has ever been provided by the officials regarding the matter. Would you do something like that?
No, I know.
Search of UFOs does that intrigue you at all?
It does. I mean, no. I mean, I've seen shows, X-Files and shit. I'm not really into UFOs. I'll decline
that one.
The Majestic 12.
I would like to know about. I would just the
How the fuck would you leave these places if you didn't want to do it?
Oh yeah, extra death. Not just death, extra death.
Jesus.
Number four, the Knights of the Golden Circle.
Ooh.
This was a mystic group that took its birth in the United States in between 1865 and 1869. At the starting, the society demanded incorporation from various nations, which they thought would help with their people. But when the American War began between 1865 and 1869 took place, the secret society changed its focus from the welfare of their people to the support of the newly established mixed rule to govern. The group managed to gain good support from people. Some people among them developed jungle fighting skills and started doing illegal offenses. Then President Franklin Pierce was also accused of being associated with this secret society. Number three, the Thule Society.
The Fools?
Thule. T-H-U. Oh. Secret societies are always blamed and accused of selfish intentions, but this society was the only group that was truly politically driven. The society was formed in 1918. Formed with a selfless motive, the group was transformed into the one propagating the concept of the Aryan race, and it created a biased atmosphere all around the nation. The group was able to influence an enormous number of people, and the group even started the publishing of newspaper that supported the Aryan ideology. Interesting. Wow. In 1919, the members of the Thule Society decided to serve their political needs and therefore formed the German Workers' Party. Wow. So that's got history to it.
Crazy, man. That,
dude. Number two, you've heard of. I don't know if you would be interested.
Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang Clan?
Number two, The Order of the Illuminati.
Oh, okay. These guys are bad motherfuckers.
Okay. The much-hyped mysterious group, which has been featured in various books and movies because of its weird stories and beliefs. Its formation is believed to have taken place in Germany in the 18th century. At the time, the people of the group presented themselves as wise and acknowledged people. But the media and press started criticizing them, and they were soon considered to be a selfish mob of people driven by political motives. The Illuminati disbanded shortly thereafter, but they were so far successful to influence the mindsets of the people, and for years after their disillusion, they were rumored to still be operating somewhere in the shadows.
You believe they're still out there? Doing conspiracies and shit like that.
I believe in the Illuminati and the next one we're going to go into. But yes, I do feel like there have been groups, secret societies that do, in I don't want to say the dark, kind of like the Skulls meeting type of deal.
Okay.
Where, yeah, like you're kind of born into this.
This bloodline? Kind of, yeah. Okay.
Now, is it a true thing? I don't know, but it's always a good conversation piece.
It is. You find out how your friends are weird.
Yeah.
When they start talking about shit like that.
And last one, number one, I know you've heard of for as well, dude, the Freemasons.
Yeah, I've seen
that. The Freemasons remains the most famous fraternal and mystic group of the world. Though they have been less influential from what they used to be, it is believed to have influenced more than 500,000 people. The secret society is believed to be formed in the 18th century, but there are no indications of its presence since long back ago. It was created with the weird ideology of supremacy and welfare of the common people. The group has contributed a lot in a positive manner for the benefit of the ordinary people, but yet the group is criticized greatly because of the peculiar mindsets.
Well, like, you know, all those movies like the Da Vinci Code, all that shit. I mean, you know, talking about this, it really reminds me, I don't know why, but I was watching American Gods, the TV show.
Okay. One episode last night, episode two.
You see part one?
No.
Damn it, bro.
I don't watch TV.
I read the book, and man.
Neil Gaiman.
These different kinds of gods.
Yeah.
And it just, it's really a good, really different show. Good. I don't think a lot of people like it. I don't know. It's just. Just talking about these different kinds of organizations, it reminds me of these different kinds of gods that are out there in this world.
And I like how the article mentioned ideologies, because that's a big factor in any organization, really, dude.
Right. I mean, do you know what? I'm surprised the internet guys with the fucking the V face. What the fuck's it called?
The Vendetta.
Yeah, but the Vendetta face. But yeah, the internet dudes. I'm surprised they're not on here.
Yeah, but are they influential? I mean, granted, dude, they're hackers, but like, have they influenced
anything? So, but I saw something on it. They've put out people that are lying.
Yeah,
put out that shit,
which is cool.
They catch child molesters and shit, and the anonymous. I'm surprised it's not on that list.
Yeah,
and stuff. But it's pretty crazy stuff like that. I don't think I would join. I don't. That's the shit's hardcore, bro.
It is, dude. And I mean.
I mean, we could probably do this Mondays, right? Imagine going to a fucking meeting in some kind of cave with fucking people having sex and shit.
It depends on which organization.
You know, it's weird. Signing up
for more sex, yeah, but...
you know? Yeah. Dr. Crowley, that's all he talked about was sex. But I don't think I can handle going to this kind of shit with a torch fucking looking...
It would be cool because, like, I mean, I don't know, just the history, I guess, more than anything is what I would like to know. To learn about, dude, which I mean, they have books about all these fucking
things. They do. And any of our listeners, would you join any of these if you were approached?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have power, you got to have money, you got to have, you know, you can't just have two mics. But would you join any of these fucking?
Would you guys like to join?
Would you like to join?
Fuck it. I thought you'd never ask, motherfucker.
If you say no, you're dead. Okay. Sounds good. But, anyways,
do you want to hit any shout outs? Did we get any on Facebook?
None. Those are all invites to other shit.
Okay, then I will pass. Okay. And,
yep.
Okay, man. Do you want to hit commercials?
Yes. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find two banners, one orange, one black. The orange one, if you're buying anything on Amazon, go in and click on it, bookmark it on your computers, and buy whatever you're going to buy anyways. And we just get a little piece of it. It helps us out. We appreciate everyone that's helped us so far. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And again, it doesn't cost you any more money. And if you're buying shit on Amazon, might as well get the fucking free shipping. Like, who the fuck pays for shipping anymore? But anyways, they give you a free month of two-day free shipping, sometimes one day if we get free movies, free books, all that good stuff. Amazon is not going anywhere. So click on it. You get a free month. If you don't like it, delete it. Not delete it, but cancel because it. they will charge you, and you can do a monthly payment. So you don't have to do the $109.
Yeah, which is good
for a year. So, yeah, thank you guys. We really appreciate it.
Yes, to piggyback that, you guys are awesome. We have gotten new equipment. We're still working on more mics over here.
So one more mic, maybe two more mics.
Yeah, at least, dude. That way we're prepped and ready to go. And I just realized I have, after tonight, 14 episodes to go, which 12 is 3 months. 3.5 months to work on episode 200 for us.
Nice.
I have...
I'm looking forward. This is going to be... I'm putting pressure on you, bro. This is going to be the best fucking episode from last 100.
Oh, dude. Episode 100 was fun. Episode 150, I thought it was fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, it was.
With Sergio, dude. Episode 200's work, and all I do is work, dude. So I'm always up to something, guys. All right. We'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back with some Comic Talk. We're going to do some Guardians at the towards the end.
Yes, definitely.
We'll do a spoiler alert, so that's towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, we'll give you a fucking time to
stop. And it's going to be at the end, and that way you guys can just bail out, dude.
Sweet.
Okay, man, first comic news we got, dude, is going to be R-rated Spawn movie scripts. First draft is done, reveals Todd McFarlane.
Oh, Todd, I like Spawn.
I like Spawn, dude. The cartoon on HBO
was rated R.
Yeah, but to get a grittier Spawn would be dope again.
Right? Better than the movie they had before.
Oh, the movie was terrible. Don't get me wrong.
Terrible. So I'm good with that. Rated R all day.
Okay, Sony's Master of the Universe lands 2019 release date.
He-Man?
Yep, He-Man.
You know what? I actually enjoyed the movie when I was a kid. When it came out with fucking...
I didn't know how bad it was, but yeah.
It was really bad. If you see it now, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I had that one and this one last week that I did not drop. Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles sinks teeth into TV deal.
You know what? If Anne Rice puts her name on it, I'll watch it. She didn't put her name on the Queen of the Dam, and for God,
she sold
for
the
good
rights
reasons.
For Queen of the Dam. I want to see a Vampire Lestat movie, though.
Oh,
Vampire Lestat was my favorite book out of the whole
Vampire If they Chronicle. Do it like Queen of Them, fuck that. They're going to ruin it.
I agree. Okay, so I'm down with this.
I am down.
Okay, cool, man. Next one's going to be HBO developing Game of Thrones spinoffs. Not just one. You watched the...
I love Game of Thrones.
So if they spun it off like five different ways, would you still be on board? And do you care?
I do care because it's a great movie. And even in the show, they have so many characters. And to fit... Every character, sometimes you won't see a character for another three episodes because they're talking about other characters. So if they spin these guys off and give, each house a fucking spin-off, I think it'll do great.
Okay, then that totally works. Again, guys, you guys know I don't watch TV, so.
Missing out, bro.
I work.
Did you fucking see
I'm going to start running soon after I said I have no time.
Did you see the Inhumans trailer?
Wow.
We were just talking, though.
We're gonna
hit
that.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Marvel Studios, speaking of, has no plans for an R-rated film. So I'm down with that.
They don't have to.
They don't need to.
They don't fucking have to.
Guardians of the Galaxy, no spoilers. They dropped a few...
Shit words?
Shit words, yeah.
D-bag.
That's about it, but they're not bad words. I mean, they're bad words, but like not... Throwing it in your face like the Comic Syndicate does.
Or fucking Deadpool or shit like that.
Exactly, for sure, dude.
Oh, Comic Syndicate, that would be N17.
Easily, dude. Logan to get black and white theatrical release next month.
I would not watch it.
You're the only one who didn't like it, dude.
I didn't like it, and I would not watch it black and white. I don't think it'd make a difference.
Here's one, dude. Netflix debuts first full-length Defenders trailer. Did you watch the trailer
for
the
Defenders? I saw the, is that the one where they're like...
The whole crew.
Yeah, the whole Daredevil, crew, yes, Jessica, yes, Jones, yes.
Luke Cage. It looked dope, dude.
It. I hope they, you know, there's a lot of big characters in here, so... Actually, they're not really that big. They're all C characters, so I think it'll work. Movies, I like fucking Iron Fist. Everyone hated it.
I haven't seen it.
I loved it.
I still got to watch Luke Cage, but I love Jessica Jones, and both seasons of Daredevil was fucking sick.
I didn't finish Daredevil.
He's got to... Okay.
I got to finish. I finished everything else but Daredevil.
And here's what you brought up, dude. Entertainment Magazine, a new Inhumans picture.
The picture. Go for it.
Let's talk about that first.
Talk about the picture first.
Go.
I don't like... Medusa. Dude, she looks old.
People were saying these look like shitty cosplayers. And I'm like, they do look
okay,
like shitty.
Black Bolt is a great actor. He plays in Hell on Wheels for like 7 seasons. Great fucking show. I've seen all of them. I'm down with it. I didn't even recognize him. And you're right, they do look horrible.
Yeah, they look horrible.
Fucking, I mean, I would go out there with a fucking black suit and a little sound thing on my head. I'll look better than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Medusa looks old. She doesn't look hot.
All the characters look, I don't know, dude. I don't know what to think. Anyways, dude, so we're fans, but wow.
Is it gonna suck balls? I mean, look at...
Are we worried is what my question was.
Well, look at Marvel's Shields. They don't have a lot of costumes. And that show is just great on its own. It doesn't need costumes.
Don't watch it.
But... This is Inhumans, and this is, I think this has a higher level of expectation.
Yeah.
So the costumes do look like shit.
They do.
And Medusa looks like shit.
I love these characters. Black Bolt and Medusa.
Like, what the fuck? She looks like she's like fucking 50 years old.
And the hair, the wig, I don't know. It just, it looked bad. It's
horrible.
Bad. All right, man. Next one's going to be The Flash. Robert Zemeckis rumored to direct the film. He's the one who directed Back to the Future.
Ooh, has he directed anything since?
I don't know, dude.
I love Back to the Future.
Yeah,
man.
Everyone loves Back to the Future, dude. But The Flash needs a lot of help. Is it ever going to drop? Are they going to start fucking...
Does it? I mean, look at the show. It's done so well. Okay, does it really? You can look at this show and just go off the show because it's so good. They should have picked the fucking same actor. Yeah. I think it's stupid.
I agree.
Whatever.
Okay, well, we'll move on, dude. Early Wonder Woman reaction compares film to first Captain America, dude. The new trailer dropped today.
I didn't see it.
It's a good trailer, dude. The movie just looks good in
people
general.
People say it's not good.
I have not heard that yet.
I've heard it's a disaster.
Mixed reactions, though, for sure. But like, nothing negative.
I hope it's good. It looks really good. She's hot, and the movie's really good.
I hope it's great, dude. Next one's gonna be Ben Affleck reportedly begins Batman training. So for his next Batman,
he's getting all buff and shit. Yeah. The steroids.
And again, I liked him as Bruce Wayne, and I liked him as Batman, dude.
I think he does. His voice is a lot better than fucking...
what's his face is by far? Bale?
Bale.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm down with it. I hope he doesn't direct. Oh, you said he's a good director.
No, he's a great director, dude, yeah. So, and he's actually a fucking good actor, too, dude. Anyway,
yeah, man, he's a good actor. He's a good actor.
Start up wherever you want, dude.
Okay, I read nothing but crap this week, so I didn't really write it down because I was angry. So I'll start off with Secret Empire. It's just so fucking... Secret Empire number one.
Yeah.
This is Nick Spencer... Spencer,
yeah.
I know that Marvel's losing a lot of good writers, and so
and artists,
kind artists, of. The art and every book sucked balls. Like, what is going on here? Like, where is the art in these books? Where's the fucking story? Where's the writing?
Yeah.
So this book is, the event of the until summertime. This might be the summer event, right? I believe it
is
a
summer event.
And it's about, you know, Captain America being Hydra. You know, to ruin this guy's name.
To set it up. Dude. Oh, it sounds so stupid to
say.
Well,
he set it up he got brainwashed.
He got brainwashed because of the Cosmic Cube. So the Cosmic Cube, for anyone who doesn't read, is the cube that Red Skull tries to grab and nab. It's got powers similar to an Infinity Stone.
Yes, it's very up there. So the cube actually took form into like a little girl.
And she mind wiped a lot of characters. Mm-hmm. And Captain America is the biggest character where...
She made him into a secret agent for Hydra.
So he's been Hydra the whole time reading him.
Which is fucking stupid.
It's pretty dumb.
So this one is the Resistance. They got these other X-Men, not X-Men, but other superheroes that they're looking for. And Captain America is getting a lot of shit from the Council. They needed these Council of characters, these bad guys, to form this group. And they're all kind of like, you know, hey, dude, you need to fucking kill this homeboy. He's a fucking, I forgot his name. And you need to take this guy because he is a, you know, treason. And you need to do this or you're going to look fucking weak. And then Captain America's like, fuck, I don't know what the fuck to do. And
it's his friend, dude.
It's his homie. And they, spoiler, they straight up fucking shoot and kill this
motherfucker. Yeah, they post him up, literally.
And just fucking firing squad on this guy.
Yeah, which was nuts to see, dude.
And then Cap fucking decides, okay, I gotta show how big my dick is. And sends, like, all these fucking Hydra ships and starts destroying, I think it was Vegas or one of the cities. It just starts fucking mowing people down with this, and then it goes to be continued. But it's like, can you come back from this? Like, can Captain come back for being a D-bag? And I know a lot of people don't like him, but I know a lot of people don't like him now.
I like
him. I like him.
You got me into him. Rick Remender's writing you got me
hooked on. I'm used to that kind of writing, and this writing is terrible. It's the art's ugly.
Yeah.
It's the whole summer's gonna suck balls.
It seems like it, dude. Yeah.
So, fuck this comic book.
Shitty book of the week.
I'll keep reading it, but fuck this comic book.
Wow, dude. All right, man.
Sorry, bro. I'm just sick of it. I mean,
let me get the sour out of your mouth, dude. I'm gonna hit Batman number 22, The Button.
Oh, I didn't read it, but go for it.
Joshua Williamson wrote this one. Tom King's a normal writer.
Tom King taking a break.
Jason Fabok and is the artist. Brad Anderson is the inker. This one starts off with Thomas Wayne, the Batman. From Flashpoint, which is his dad. When he, in Crime Alley, it was Bruce and his mom that passed away, mm-hmm. died. So the dad becomes Batman, but he's a killer.
Yeah, see, this guy is like guns. This is like Punisher as Batman.
Yeah, that's
just
pretty much
tons of guns.
Yeah. And it's the whole now Flash Thompson, Wayne. Batman thinks that them showing up, so his son, our Batman that we know, Bruce Wayne, and the Flash showing up is some sort of trick till Barry finally explains what happened. Now, telling Thomas that something or someone kept the Flashpoint going. So, once he shows up, it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And he wants to beat up on the Flash, like, dude, you fucked up, dude. You told me everything was going to go back to normal, but it kept going on, this Flashpoint. For Thomas Wayne, and now it's Aquaman and Wonder Woman are after him and about to fucking take him out, dude. So it's really cool as they gather info, dude, information. They're soon attacked by Arthur and Wonder Woman's men. So it's really interesting to see the way both Batman play off each other, him and his dad. And his dad's ready to pull out a gun, and Bruce tosses a fucking batarang at his fucking gun. He's like, no. We're not gonna.
Really?
Yeah, so it's interesting to see this quick dynamic of both of them working together now. Like, all right, fuck it, we'll fight them. And so they scrap with them straight up, dude. It's really cool, though. Again, they have to buy Flash enough time because the cosmic treadmill had been destroyed. He's like, give me 2 minutes, guys. But he's working in Flash time.
So
fight this army, buy him enough time to get this going again, dude. So now once it's rebuilt, Flash feels things righting themselves, but now it leaves Bruce and Thomas at a crossroads, because now he's finally able to tell his dad something. He's like, there's something I always wanted to tell you if I ever saw you again. He's like, I have a son.
So oh, nice.
The first thing he tells him is like, dude, you're grandpa. Nice. So it was really fucking dope for him to go into that. And again, the crossroads between both of them is like Batman, Bruce Wayne tells his pops, come with us.
Oh, come with us.
Yeah, like,
okay.
Your world's going to get destroyed right now because we set things right now. So come with us. And it was really cool to fucking see this fucking really dope scene because as the treadmill goes, lights up, dude, he's like, his dad tells him, you're the greatest gift that life has given me. And there is more I should have shared in that letter, so the Flashpoint letter.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm sorry. So listen to me. Don't be Batman. Tells his son straight up, Bruce Wayne, don't be Batman, dude. So it's really cool. Like, he knows how much it's eating him up inside. And he's like, dude, do what I couldn't do for you. You told me you have a son. Spend time with your fucking son.
Right.
And it's really interesting because Bruce takes it. And then he, like, Thomas shoves Bruce Wayne into the treadmill. So he has no choice but to go back to his timeline. So the dad doesn't go out with him.
Wait, who shoved who into the...
Thomas shoves Batman into the treadmill with the Flash. And he wants to save his son. But he's, like, encouraging him, like, go be with your son.
Damn, I mean, he could have just went with them.
He could have.
What the fuck's the
problem? Now, it's interesting because everything that's going on, as this world looks like it's a bright flash of light, Thomas Wayne, again, Batman being Batman, to know what Batman is, he jumps into this fucking flashing light, but he busts out his guns like, okay, I'm going to try to figure out this, what the fuck is going on still.
Right.
And Batman is always has contingency plans, so it's probably going to wrap around again where they're going to see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a cool issue, dude, so.
Very cool. I wish I would have read some DC this week, but I fucking read Black Bolt number one. I was really excited about this book. The art was terrible. We got Black Bolt, and he wakes up, and he gets his ass beat. His mouth is muzzled, so he can't speak. He just it kind of felt like this guy's just playing with him, and
it's kind of cool what he hears though, dude.
Name
your crimes.
Name your crimes.
Repent
so
your crimes.
He breaks out, and then he finds these other dudes. They fuck him up. They make a challenge like, okay, you can't go past this fucking point unless you fight me. And the fight's pretty good. The guy hits Bolt pretty good to kind of break his muzzle a little bit. And he knows it's broken, but he doesn't want to do his trump card.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to break it yet. So he defeats this guy. And then he goes to the main bad dude. And they scrap. And he takes the mask off, and he's like, all right, here's...
He goes to the head guy. Who's running this facility.
Facility. And it's a prison. It's like a prison. Dude. Yeah. He's like, fuck it, here we go. And he speaks out, and... dun, 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 nothing happens. So something's happened where... His powers don't work, where he can actually speak without fucking killing everyone around him. So... I mean, I'll keep reading it. I wish the art was a little bit better.
I liked it. So the whole reason why he got trapped in this prison, though, was his brother Maximus the Mad was the one they were going to send. But Maximus did something and...
He switched the body swap with Black Bolt.
So now Black Bolt is the one in prison. And it's interesting to see because it looks like he dies at the end, dude. At the end, like the little girl that he was looking for, he finally found that was yelling for help. She's like, oh my God, you came back to life. She's like, not a lot of people do here.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was interesting.
The writing was okay. I'm just saying.
The writing was good. The art, it was different.
It was
not terrible.
Way different. Way different. I mean, it's reminded me of maybe like, you know, when he was saying name your piece, it reminded me of like the Joker saying something and they do that. Weird writing,
and
stuff. So I mean, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great though.
Okay,
and I'll keep reading it.
Okay, here's mine, dude. Book of the week, dude. This is gonna be Nova number 6, dude. Jeff Loveness. I'm sorry, and Ramon Perez are the co-writers. Scott Hepburn is the artist in this one. Ian Herring is the inker. Prior issue, we see Sam and Richard. So Sam Alexander and Richard Ryder had a fight together to fight the creature that's been inside of Richard. And I've reviewed a few before, so that's pretty much what it is. So at the end of that, he finally had to re-enter the Cancerverse to save Sam and his family that were getting attacked. So it literally ended with Richard Ryder confronting, like, in the Cancerverse, someone that's been inside him. That sounds... So very cool to see now how he's back in the Cancerverse. And it's the world mind. Now, the world mind, in a nutshell, is pretty much all the Nova people, all the Nova fighters, all the Novas in general, they have a like a hive mind where if you pass away, it, your knowledge, everything gets stored in this world mind. And it's the Nova world mind. So it's really cool. And once he entered, though, he saw some dark, twisted, deteriorated world mind, which is quick to tell Richard, you left me, so I adapted. Then it was just dope to see like a great fight that had taken place in the Cancerverse. This is going back now between the fight between Peter Quill, who everyone knows, Star-Lord. That's Peter Quill, Richard Rider, and Thanos.
Okay.
Now, this was a battle over the Cosmic Cube, the same bullshit that switched fucking Captain America around. Now, this is it's really cool. That story was pretty much them, two best friends fighting against Thanos. Now, in this Cancerverse where they are, you can't fucking die. The whole fight scene was a great comic that we had reviewed way back when, because there's nothing you can do. Like, it was like playing...
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I don't want to say it's... Jungle Ball.
Good fight, though.
Jungle Ball, because every time somebody would get the cube, it's like... They would die, and the next person would pick it up, and it would just, it went so many places against just a scrap, like a battle royal cage match, which was lots of dying. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty much what it, the this throwback goes to. Yeah, go ahead. And then it's really cool just to see, you know, the teamwork between them, and then him finally sacrificing himself to save his best friend. Funny, I mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what would you do for your best friend? So... Richard Rider back then used the Cosmic Cube to get his friend out of there.
So yes, Peter Quill. And he got trapped there for like fucking forever.
So very, very cool. I'm glad you brought that up, dude, because yeah. So then we see his dead body. Still what happened. And then it, we see what actually happened to him, and he did actually die in the Cancerverse. But we see this dark creature looming and hovering over him, dude, which was weird. So once he wakes up, it's him kind of like in like a castaway scenario where he's fighting to survive now. Like he's got a thick beard and like he's killing the creatures of this Cancerverse so he can eat and feed. And then his helmet starts talking to him, which is the world mind back then when they first entered. And he's like, Richard, we're not alone here. And the first people that pop up are the Revengers. The Revengers, best way to put it, dark, twisted versions of the Avengers. Mm-hmm. And they start scrapping with him. So he's like, fuck it, let's go to work. All right, so he puts on the helmet, and he starts blasting. He starts off fucking rocking, dude. But he does great at first. And the art and panels, the pages look dope, dude. But because he's solo, he finally starts getting overwhelmed, and he starts getting his ass kicked, dude. His inner monologue kicks in. He's like, if this is how we're going to go, we did good, so be it. And then his inner monologue goes, stops. But then... the world mind's inner monologue goes on, but the Cancerverse refuses death. Death offers no escape, which we see him die. Like, we see Richard Rider die again in this Cancerverse. And now it's saying there is only life here, and here life is hell. So you keep getting reanimated to die. And the next few pages are sad because we see Richard Rider Nova die. Die, 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 and keep coming back to life, though. To die sucks, dude. Mm-hmm. And even it goes back to, like, the beginning of the story now where it's, like, the world mind is talking to him, like, I don't know how you fucking survived for as long as you did. Like, you were there for what, days? When did days feel like hours? When did hours feel like years? Like, mm-hmm. And he's like, and you survived. I give you credit for that. So it was really cool to see that this happen now. So even now, I have no idea how you endured so much for so long. And that's when Richard Rider finally got the idea to use the Cosmic Cube. Like, fuck, we have a broken Cosmic Cube. And this is really cool, dude. And we see what Richard did back then to come back. And it's really sad, though, dude, because the hive mind, the world mind, is asking Richard, what are you doing? And then Richard tells the world mind, I'm sorry. And what he did, dude, now we see another fucked up sacrifice. And then we hear the world mind again. You emptied everything into the cube. You were so desperate to escape that you sacrificed the entire Nova Force and me. Please don't leave me. So he pretty much uses power to power up this Cosmic Cube to bail out. Not even thinking like the world mind. The world mind says, please don't leave me. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what Richard Rider did. Now again, fight or flight or what the fuck? Like, it's a Nova Force. It's the world mind for the Nova Force. And he straight up bailed. So, to betrayal, save himself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it was really cool, dude. So that rejection and telling Richard now that he too is a survivor lashes out at him now, like, no, you left me. I learned how to adapt here, just like you. And it goes back to pretty much what he said in the beginning. You left me, so I adapted. And now the World Mind has control of the Revengers and a Thanos there.
Oh, wow.
So, and he starts going after and looking like he's killing Richard Rider. And then little Nova shows up and starts blasting. And he's like, nope, not on my watch. And then he gets blasted. By this point, it's corrupted Richard, and now it's Richard Twisted. It ends there. So young Nova versus Twisted Richard.
Right.
So I like it. The art's fucking dope, dude. Those panels and scenes are fucking really good. Wow. It was a heartbreaker because it's like, do you really leave? I'm always the thought of mine where it's like, no, leave no man behind, always. Right. And so he left the man behind, dude, you know? So
to save his own skin?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's been there for fucking years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's a tough decision. But pretty cool, man.
That's all I got, man. That's book of the week, dude.
Cool.
You want to talk for five?
You want to give them 10 seconds to turn off until we talk about the
spoilers? Oh, go for it. And then we talk about it real quick.
So I want to give you guys 10 seconds to turn off the pod if you don't want to hear spoilers or are...
Do we want to talk about it?
You want to talk about next? Let's give them a week to fucking watch it.
Okay, let's do that, dude.
All right, we're going to go and do that.
Okay, guys. Well, let's shoot the shit real quick, man.
Cool, man.
We can wrap the show early. Do you have anything you want to share?
I was pretty... I'm already told how much I hated fucking Marvel's art and...
Marvel's art? Okay.
It's getting... I don't know if they're not getting the right people anymore. I think a lot of people are leaving.
Yeah.
DC's art is beautiful, and Marvel's art is terrible. The writing, like I said, Nick Spencer, like, what the fuck? I never liked him even when he was doing those other ones. That's all they got.
His writing's not terrible, but I don't...
What did he write good in the last... Like, he's been writing everything about Cap, and he's been writing events that just blow balls. Like, they have Bendis... And Bendis is busy. I mean,
yeah.
There's so many X. Like, let's go into X-Men. There's so many X-Men books to read anymore.
Are you liking those X-Men?
No, I don't like them. I miss the all new X-Men by Bendis. I miss
Colin Bunn is still writing an X-Men. I'm liking that one. The X-Men Blue.
See, this blue. It sounds like fucking Pokemon. You got gold, red, blue, Jew.
True.
You know, it's just I don't know. It's just, you know what? I don't know what they're doing. I don't like it. But that's just my fucking 5 cents, and you know there's so many books now.
Okay, true that.
Like you have to pick. You're gonna read all the fucking X-Men books.
You bring up a great point too, though. Now, lack of time. Now, I have no fucking time to read.
Right. I mean, that's
gonna be non-existent soon. So we're just gonna pretty much cherry pick what the fuck we're digging on.
It's gonna have to be that.
Like way. Right now, I'm digging the fuck out of fucking Venom. I'm thinking Venom's Nova.
Good. I mean, look, but look at Venom has a good writer and it has great fucking
art. Is gorgeous, dude. Yeah, but with my luck, no one's buying it. I'm gonna everything I review gets canceled. Stop. Like I'm the only.
Yeah, that's true. It's fucking true.
And it's the better shit that people don't talk about that is good.
It is true.
So I don't
like know. Maybe if they would come back with like a Fantastic Four, I would like to fucking read again, or. I don't know. Don't split the X-Men into everyone has their own goddamn book.
Who would you like to write Fantastic Four then?
That's right now in Marvel?
Yeah.
Fucking, what's his name? D-U-G-G. What's his name? He used to write Nova.
Oh, Duggan.
Duggan. Now, Duggan is great writer. He doesn't do any events, but he is a great fucking writer.
Okay, we'll do that, dude.
I would like to see, people don't like Bendis. I like to see Bendis write it. I like to see,
Duggan, dude.
Duggan would be great.
I think
he's even wrote him before, but like with, what kind of artist now that's in Marvel right now? You know,
Gerardo Sandoval, who does Venom
or Ramos. I think
Ramos. You know what? His take on Fantastic Four would be dope.
I like that, you know, but they stick him on books. That, like I said, they'll go for a couple issues and they'll swap them. So, I mean,
that's got to be the industry, though, right? Hector, dude, you're an inker, dude. I mean, fucking, how do you feel about that, dude? Or are we wrong? I mean,
he doesn't like Marvel right now.
Well, we were talking about shit on Marvel right now.
That's cool. But yeah, I would like to hear, what do you guys think of the art? I mean, it just, it seems like they're taking a step back.
Yeah, true. Well,
is it because people are leaving? Is it because people,
everyone wants to work for Image Comics.
Well, they're making their own goddamn money.
And most of those writers for Image Comics are getting deals for TV, fucking opted for fucking shows.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go where the money is, and if Marvel isn't paying.
But you know what, dude? Okay, you can't go to Marvel and be like, I want to create this character because it belongs to Marvel. So, yeah, if you write something, a new character, a fresh take, or any just a fresh character nobody has read before, you're going to, and if you have an audience for it, it would be dope. I have something in mind that I've been writing that I'm never going to get to.
Right.
But it's a fresh idea, and it's like, holy shit, like, it could work.
I mean, but then you wouldn't, if you work for Marvel, you wouldn't own it. It would be theirs.
Yeah, I would knock on fucking Image's
like
door.
Like Deadpool or Cable, you know, you're done. It's not,
yeah,
it's like,
and
fuck
I don't think
you.
I would want that. But again, I mean, Remender went back to fucking Image. Everyone went back to Image. They want their own creator, own work.
I don't think if those two books that Remender made went so well, I think he'll still be writing for Marvel.
That's your boyfriend.
Yeah, he's a great writer. And then even I mean, they still got Colin Bunn.
Yeah. They still have a lot of good writers,
but maybe I just need to keep away from the shitty books.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, fuck it, dude. We hit time, dude. Okay, guys, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Please share the podcast more than anything, guys. We're not going to ask you to rate the show. Like Lynn hooked up her friend, Lisa, dude, you guys can do the same fucking thing. Someone that has weird, odd, we talk about pop culture. First half is going to be what the fuck news, sex facts. We're going to talk about what we talk about. And then yeah, last half, we're going to talk about comics, pop culture shit. So if you guys have like-minded friends, share the podcast, guys. We're available to you guys anywhere. Find us. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You guys just type in The Comic Syndicate. You guys can find us.
Yes. Our,
my boy Christian from The Second Job is listening now, and he said once I typed in, downloaded the app, you guys were the first fucking podcast up.
So that was very cool, man.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. You guys find my boy.
You find me at Mem the Beaner at Twitter and Instagram.
It's my Matt for the Villain. We'll catch you next week.
Peace out.